In the 1980s, there was nobody like Pee Wee Herman, a strange man who kids loved because he seemed to be a strange kid himself.
The actor who created Pee Wee, Paul Rubens, joined us in March of 2011, along with panelists Tom Baudet, Faith Saley, and Mo Rocca.
I asked him about the massive Pee Wee Herman merchandising empire.
I actually talked the Purina company into doing my cereal, and it was going to be the first time that they ever allowed the checkerboard to be put on something that other than pet food.
Oh, really?
And so my cereal was going to be called Pee Wee Chow, and it was going to have the checkerboard on it. And the commercial for it was going to be a 1950s mom pouring a bowl and putting it on the floor and kids like crawling up and eating it.
And why didn't you go ahead with this? This would have been great.
Believe me, it wasn't my choice. I'm heartbroken about it, especially when I hear everybody laughing at it because I thought it was such a great commercial.
It's fabulous.
Paul, what would it have tasted like?
Oh, you know what? It tasted exactly like Trix. Which was my favorite cereal when I was a kid.
Sure.
But it turned out kids didn't like it. They wanted a sweeter cereal.
Did you serve it to them on the floor, though, and encourage them to crawl up to it? Because any kid worth his salt would love that.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. But it turned out that I wasn't involved in the taste testing portion of it. And I doubt if that's what happened. I think they probably just, you know, get a bunch of kids and pour bowls of cereal, and they all must have just gone like, ugh, what the hell is this?
And you said that you had plans for a Pee-wee land, like a Pee-wee-themed theme park?
Yeah, you know, I used to, when I was doing interviews, I would always try to slip one non-factual thing in there. That's non-factual as in lie.
Yes.
And I would always just lie about one thing. And one time I was in the middle of an interview and I heard myself say, the guy said, what are you doing next? And I said, I'm building Pee-wee Land. And it got printed, and then I started getting questions about it, and then I got an investor. Somebody contacted me who built malls and said they'd like to build Pee-wee Land, and I can't actually remember what happened other than I know Pee-wee Land was never built. I remember that.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'd all be there right now, I would assume.
Well, at least I would be there probably with like a lot of like unsold tickets.
So I want to talk about Pee-wee's Playhouse. Pee-wee's Playhouse, which you started in the 80s and went into the 90s, was like the coolest, weirdest kids' TV program that adults enjoyed. Did you ever say to yourself, or did anybody ever say to you, you know, the show needs to have a theme or give kids lessons or teach them things?
Well, we did have themes, and we did have lessons, and we did teach people things. I'm not sure if you were saying, like, how come we didn't do any of that, or if you were...
Well, I mean, I one of the things I loved about it was there didn't seem to be an attempt to teach children anything other than they should just really enjoy themselves all day and then eat ice cream. That seemed to be the lesson that I am able to get from any... episode.
I think you should go back and rewatch some of those.
You
things.
Do?
Yeah.
Well, what did I miss?
What was the most important lesson?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's only 50 episodes. You could go and find that out yourself.
I want you to know, Paul, I own the whole run on DVD.
You know, but
okay?
There were lessons like on being polite, on being clean. I'm part, that was also kind of part of the joke also.
Sesame Street was already in play.
Yes.
When my show was on. And it did a lot of that. And I always wanted to have an educational show, but I felt like I wasn't going to compete with Sesame Street. I could do something different than Sesame Street and be way more relaxed and way more crazy. And I always felt like we had like a lot of stuff in there in every episode, or at least a few things that were kind of either the golden rule or a lesson.
When people come to you, because I know the people who watch the show as kids are now adults, they come to you. What do they say to you? Do they say, oh, your show taught me and your show inspired me to... What kind of responses do you get?
No, they don't say any of that.
Really? Really?
I guess that proves you were right. You know, my impression was most of the people who watched my show were so high that, like, they would...
That's the other theory.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably why you don't remember.
Well, Paul Rubens, we're delighted to have you with us. We've asked you here to play a game. We're calling...
Is there another Pee-wee in the house?
So you are perhaps the world's most famous Pee-wee, but you are far from the first or last Pee-wee. We're going to ask you about three other Pee-wees. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Carl, who is Paul Rubens playing for?
Paul is playing for Charles Spolyar of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. First up, Pee-wee football. That's, of course, the generic name for the many youth football leagues out there, and there are many different kinds. For example, today's young aspiring football player could join which of these leagues? A, the Snoop Youth Football League. That's a league organized and sponsored by famed rapper Snoop Dogg. B, peace football, in which players are prevented from tackling, blocking, or even touching each other. Or C, video youth football, in which kids are divided into teams for organized tournaments of the Madden football video game.
What was B? I forgot. I didn't hear B.
B was peace football, in which the players are forbidden from contacting each other.
I'm going to go with A.
Snoop Youth Football League?
Yep.
You're right. Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg the rapper, he created the football league to benefit the kids in Central L.A. Very good.
I know all about it. He's a really close friend of mine.
Is he really?
Not really.
Okay. I was going to believe that. I wanted you to know. Next up, Dave Pee-wee Herman. He's a mixed martial arts fighter named after, well, you, actually. He says he prepared, Pee-wee Herman did, for his early big fight against Mario Rinaldi. How? Was it A, he watched the original Rocky movie 16 times, B, he spent all day eating raw steaks and playing beer pong, or C, he punched bricks for 8 hours a day for a solid week?
You know, I almost think that that's probably the real answer, but I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A, he watched the original Rocky 16 times for inspiration?
Yes.
I'm afraid it was B. He spent all day eating raw steaks and playing beer pong.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know. He says he didn't. He says he didn't mean for the steaks to be raw, but it was dark when he was grilling, and he just did it that way.
Well, I'm gonna. As soon as I hang up the phone, I'm gonna go watch Rocky 16.
There you are. Were you aware that there's a successful mixed martial arts fighter who goes by the name Pee Wee Herman?
Absolutely. I'm really good friends with him.
There you go. Well, this is very exciting. It comes down to the last question. There is a children's book character out there named Pee-wee. Is it A, Pee-wee the Kiwi? He teaches Australian kids about their neighbors to the east. B, Pee-wee the intestinal bacteria, who leads kids on tours of the magical human body. Or C, Pee-wee the worm, star of Pee-wee and the magical compost heap.
Oh.
Wow. Those all sound so enjoyable.
They do. They would be.
They all sound like they would scar young people, as a matter of fact. But I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A, Pee-wee the Kiwi?
Yes.
It rhymes. I'll say that for it.
Are you helping me? Wow. C.
Yes, it's C. Thank you. Pee-wee the Worm, he's in several books, all of them about composting. Carl, how did Paul Rubens do in our quiz?
Paul had two correct answers, Peter, and so he wins for Charles Spolyar.
That's well done. Paul Rubens is the star of the Pee-wee Herman Show on Broadway. Paul Rubens, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was really fun.